Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But we're going to go straight into it. Who have we got as our guest now?
We have the lovely young Chris here from Sight for Wait.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon.
Now, you couldn't make it last time because you were unwell, I think.
Yes.
I think the car was unwell.
Yeah, my car, car was unwell. Which made me unwell.
Yes.
And your pocket.
And my pocket.
Yes, it's when you get the mechanic and he goes, that'll be XYZ. You think, how much?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. But you've come here not to talk about your car, but to talk about what's going on at Sight for Wight.
Definitely, yes, yes. A few things to tell you today.
Yeah, go on, please do.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Well, can we start with a murder mystery event that we...
We start with a murder.
Yeah.
You ever watch that Taggart? There's been a murder.
There's been a murder, yes. Yeah, that was Taggart, wasn't it?
Yeah.
On the 31st of October, Halloween, strangely enough...
Spooky.
We, Sight for Wight, are organising a murder mystery event. We are calling Murder at Millbrook House.
Ooh. That kind of gives away where it is then.
It is. It is at Millbrook House, 137 Carisbrook Road, Newport. Mm-hmm. And really, we have... Tickets are selling. We've only got 40 tickets, so...
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's... we've only got about 14 left.
That's good.
So right. We've done really well. Yeah. Just very briefly... It costs £10, mm-hmm. And included in the price of the £10, you get a simple two-course supper, glass of wine, coffee, and mints.
Mints as well?
And mints as well.
You are spoiling us.
No expense spent.
And do you get murdered?
Well, yes. Somebody will.
Oh. We've been to a couple of murder mysteries, and they are good fun.
Yes.
They are really good fun. If you keep your brain straight, because they're not obvious... They're never obvious.
They're not. And I have to say, we've been very lucky that Hannah Pereira, I think you probably...
Oh, we know Hannah, yes.
No, she's basically sort of getting it all organised and
That's
doing the
good.
Script and
yep.
getting the actors.
Good.
I'm in it. I'm one of the actors.
You're
well.
In it?
Yes.
So. I didn't take you for a thespian.
Oh, yeah. Do you know, I had 10 years.
He often
years,
thesps.
I was at Shankton Theatre for 10 years, many years ago.
All right, there we are.
Doing all sorts of things. But anyway, I digress.
You do. So that's. Would you just go through that again, please?
It's the 31st. It's a Thursday. Thursday, the 31st October, Halloween. It starts at 6:30. So if anyone would like to come along mm-hmm. and, you know, see how we get on with it, say yep. it's our first, then please can you give me a call on 5-2205. Or you can email me fundraising@iwsb.org.uk.
Okay, and there's a bit of parking at Millbrook House.
Yeah, there's parking. We'll have someone out there to help you with the vehicles.
And yes, it's in Carisbrook Road, but no, you can't get at it from Carisbrook Road.
Well, no, not by car, you can't.
No, you can. Yeah, you can go through that funny little door in the wall.
You can, which you have to be buzzed in. But if you if you are interested and you want to come along by car, you access via Castle Road.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the car park there. So that sounds like a good event.
Yes.
Now, you've got something else you want to talk to us about as well, haven't you?
I do.
I'm going to play this first because I think people need to hear this first and then we'll go into some details.
Sight for Wight's short story writing competition is back, and this year's theme is The Sound of Christmas. Celebrity readers this year are me, Melvin Hayes, Michael Maloney, Adana Minghella, and Kate Weston. Entry forms are available from Waterstones in the High Street, Newport, Dress for Less, 114 St James's Street, Newport, or Sight for Wight, 137 Carisbrook Road, Newport. Entry fee is just £2 for under 18s and £5 for 18 plus. Closing date is Friday the 8th of November. For more information or to download your entry form, visit iwsb.org.uk or telephone Chris, good old Chris, on 522205.
Well, that kind of says it all, doesn't it?
It does. Good old Chris.
Yes, good old Chris. So you are running again the short story competition.
Yeah, this is year four.
Is it really? Oh, gosh, I suppose it is, yes.
Yeah. And it's gathering momentum. There's been a lot of interest this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping we're going to get a bumper amount of entries from budding authors.
Yep. And
you'd hope, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Now, as I said, the forms are available at Waterstones and Dress for Less, which
yes.
is not far from Moonspoons.
Yeah, virtually opposite.
Mm. And, of course, from the Sight for Wight offices at Millbrook House.
Yes, yeah.
And I can see that I know for a fact this is all done properly because you submit your story and it goes anonymously, yes. so no one knows who you are, to a panel of secret judges. Yes. And nobody knows who they are except you.
Yes.
And you won't tell anybody.
No.
Even under pain of death.
I know, he won't tell anybody. And then, what happens is the winners are announced at the event in December.
Yes, yeah, we will have an awards ceremony on the 9th of December. It's a Monday. And again, doors open at 6:30. The ceremony will start at 7 o'clock, where we will be announcing the winners. We also have a little more entertainment this year.
Ooh.
So we have got, I can tell you who we've got.
Go on then, yes, please.
Go for
we've
it.
Got Medina Community Choir.
Right. All right, yes.
Yeah. We've got Huxley Magician.
Of course.
Always good value, Huxley.
He's great entertainment. And Hannah Pereira is going to sing for
That's
us.
That's
good. Yeah, she's got a nice voice.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to it. So, so even if you haven't entered the competition, if you want to come along for some entertainment.
It's a good evening.
Yeah, it's a good evening. Yeah. It's free to come along. Yeah. You know, there's a bar there.
At the Riverside Centre, there's a bar.
Is there
at the Riverside Centre. There will be a raffle.
There's always a raffle.
Yes, yeah.
And you'll be selling merch as well, no doubt.
We will hopefully be selling some merchandise as well, some of the CDs. Of the,
and the glasses, the sunglasses.
Yeah, we might have some sunglasses. Probably won't sell too many pairs this time of year, but we have got our pens with that light up and our keyring torches. They are fantastic, can I just say. £3 for our keyring torches. I've got two sets of keys. I've got my work keys and my home keys. And I have a torch on both sets of keys. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent value for money.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So that is what's the closing date again?
The closing date for the competition is Friday the 8th of November.
Josie, you're going to go in for it?
Oh yes, I will.
You're going to write a story?
Yes.
Oh, I think that's a good idea. And it's a good evening. You enjoy the evening, even if you didn't win.
Yeah, it's
a great evening.
It's a great atmosphere.
Sometimes Maggie and I, they're making fools of ourselves.
Oh, no. You two are fantastic, because, I mean, you've supported us. This is year four. You've helped us every year, you know, and I can't thank you both enough. You're great. So,
Even that year, we froze our wotsits off in the Minster.
Didn't we just?
But we won't go into that again.
No.
So, can the entry forms be downloaded?
They can be downloaded from our website.
So you haven't actually got to go
anywhere to iwsb.org.uk.
Okay.
Now, if you're listening and you've got kids at school, tell them about it and get it circulated into the schools as well. So we'd like to get the schools involved.
Please do.
Or if your child is home educated, I know there's a home education Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
Which is worth putting it on, I think.
We were at Gatton and Lake, if I can give them a mention.
Yes, of course.
And, we did a little talk about the short story writing competition last week, so we're hoping for some entries from some of the children.
A school
there.
I know well, Gatton and Lake.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They were absolutely delightful.
Lovely little school.
Yeah, the head teacher was great.
Actually, not little, but it's a very modern school, isn't it?
It is very modern, yes. Yes.
Yeah, so, they'll do well in there, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah,
so, any other schools, do you want to be beaten by Gatton and Lake? Well, if you don't, then get in there and get writing.
Yeah. Yes, please do. Please
standard.
Do.
It's usually very, very high.
That is very, very high indeed. Yeah. Actually, some of the previous entries, and we should say the winning entries, assuming it's the same as last year, will be played out on Vectis Radio over the Christmas period.
Thank you.
In fact, all the entries will if we get them edited up in time.
Yeah.
But the winners particularly.
The winners particularly will definitely be played because they get recorded first.
Yes.
And we shall see what happens.
But and I believe you'll invite the winners in, is it?
We will invite the winners in if they wish to come in and talk about their writing experience. The only thing I'd say is some of the youngsters, they've got some very, very frightening turns of story writing. They think, wow, that's eerie.
Yeah, very vivid imaginations.
Yeah, very vivid imaginations. Indeed. Well, that's great, Chris. I hope it does well. We will be talking to you again soon, no doubt.
Yes, thank you.
Near the time.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.